This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, lots of interesting news coming out of Egypt this week. Let's take a look. The Muslim Brotherhood's former president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi's death sentence has been overturned. New stringent laws that restrict the work of NGOs. And perhaps the biggest news is Saudi Arabia has cut off about 700,000 tons of oil deliveries that have been coming to Egypt monthly, every month have been cut off. And Egypt is now having to turn to the IMF, and the IMF is demanding all kinds of cuts in subsidies. And so we've got all kinds of strange and interesting things happening this week in Egypt that are leading to great tensions, economic concerns, and obviously indicating some sort of rift perhaps between Saudi Arabia and Egypt. So give us the lowdown on what's happening here.
Well, this is the promise of the Arab Spring gone sour. And what we're seeing from really one end of the Middle East to the other is no money. And Egypt is going bankrupt. It's a country of over 80 million people. You know, you look at the spreadsheet for Egypt and everything is moving in the wrong direction. Very poor country. Doesn't have the money. It's trying to hold it together. The dictator Sisi is cracking down on dissent because people are screaming. They need more. And Saudi Arabia, because of low oil prices, is begin to slash its aid. It and the other Gulf countries have given over $30 billion to subsidize Egypt since the Arab Spring. And that's kept their nostrils above water. But now they've cut it off. And Egypt has to go to the IMF. That means belt tightening measures, cutting subsidies on sugar, wheat, food oil, and petroleum. This means that people today in Egypt are paying 100% more for sugar, and they're screaming. People who are making $100 a day, and we've got to remember that the average income of an Egyptian is like, you know, $400 a month. So this is real pain, and people are complaining, and we don't know. You know, Egypt is shuddering on the edge of financial collapse.
And a crackdown. I mean, they're obviously cracking down.
They're cracking down on dissent. We're seeing Turkey is doing something similar for different reasons, but 300 NGOs were cut just this last week in Turkey. There is, you know, the promise of democracy from the Arab Spring has gone very sour.
But what's behind this, though, with Saudi's decision to do this? Is this over Syria? Are they having a disagreement
it is.
Here?
It is. It's a dispute over Syria and differences. And they've cut $3 billion aid to Lebanon just recently, too. And they're very angry at the Lebanese who've appointed a pro-Syrian president, Christian president. And so Saudi Arabia is using these political differences as an excuse to cut back on overspending. And it's unclear whether this is really about politics or whether this is really about Saudi Arabia having to bite the bullet and tighten its own belt. But it's pain from one end of the Middle East to the other, economic pain. And that is going to get worse.
So we're seeing it in the streets, obviously, in Egypt. And so is this perhaps the beginning of another phase, you know, of the spring?
We hope not.
Spring?
You know, there could be – I mean, Washington is very worried that other countries like Jordan – Egypt, so forth, could collapse and fall into some kind of political violence. That's just what we don't want to see. So everybody has been counting on the Saudis to help subsidize this situation. And the United States has been giving to Egypt. But we'll see whether reforms can turn it around.
Well, Egypt continues to be one of the largest recipients of U.S. aid. So
it
is
does.
That perhaps going to keep those nostrils above water?
Well, and that's the question. The question really is, can economic reforms and Sisi hold it all together, keep the country together politically, even as he cuts these subsidies?
All right, Joshua, thank you for your insight.
Pleasure.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this conversation and answer any questions you might have. Leave your comments in the Worldviews section of KGOU.org or send us a tweet at WorldviewsKGOU. I'm on social media at Suzette Gorlot. After a short break, I'll be joined by University of Virginia civil and environmental engineer Jim Smith. We'll talk about his work on water and sanitation issues in the developing world. I'm Suzette Gorlat, and this is Worldviews.